77 WABC. The world is a brighter place with the Yola Nash Show.
Yes, this is 77 WABC Radio. I'm your host, Yola Nash, saying hi from the greatest city in the world, the New York City, and welcome to the Yola Nash Show. I'm so happy to be with all of you, and I'm sending big hugs to those who made the right decision to tune in and be with me and be with us, the number one talk radio station in the country. And I have a great show for you today. So stick around for my exclusive interview with a top-selling, internationally acclaimed vocal group. They have been thrilling audiences around the world with their powerful and beautiful songs and charismatic performances. And now, they are here.
Listen why the world's biggest stars love talking to Yola Nash on WABC Radio, The Yola Nash Show.
I'm super excited today because I have very, very special guests. The multi-talented, the tenors are here. Victor, Clifton, and Fraser. Welcome to the show.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You have performed at the White House, for the Queen, at the Olympics, at the Vatican. Basically, you are touring and performing all the time. And my first question is, how did you find each other?
You know, we were introduced about 11 years ago by a woman in the west coast of Canada. Mm-hmm. We were all in our own musical profession, singing on different stages. And when we got together, there was some kind of energy. It got better in time. Mm-hmm. You know, Clifton, we actually found Clifton, or he found us, whatever you want to say.
On YouTube.
Yeah. We got together with Clifton a couple years later, and it just felt perfect.
Have you ever dreamed about a career like this, like years before when you were singing and performing?
You know, I think early on you do it for the love of music making, and we still do it for the love. But there comes a time, I think, you know, in your adolescence perhaps, where you think, wow, if I stayed with this, if I really kept working hard, if I made the sacrifice, you know, sometimes not going out with friends or, you know, cutting some extracurricular activities, because it really does take a lot of dedication. You know, as we say, we earned our 10,000 hours of you know, very hard work, because, you know, there's a good saying, the harder you work, the luckier you get, you know, and we abide by that mantra, you know. So we all put in our time in different ways. You know, Victor started playing piano when he was five. Clifton learned, you know, singing around the campfire with his family at their resort, and they would entertain guests. My mom was in musical theaters, performances and shows, so she would have my brothers and I involved in the choirs and in the music companies. So we were all exposed to music at quite a young age. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would guess that there was some time in our adolescence that we realized that a professional career could be a realistic goal, but that it would take a lot of work and sacrifice to get there.
I'm just wondering, because you've been touring all the time, basically, you're so busy. And what's the hardest on the road?
Probably being away from family. Mm-hmm. You know, Victor has a 9-year-old son, Zachariah, and wife, Kathleen. Fraser has a new baby, Hope, and his wife, Kelly.
The best.
Yeah, Kelly, who's also an amazing performer, and she travels as well. And my wife, Rachel, and my little puppy, Winston. Mm-hmm. So when you leave home for an extended period of time, that's always difficult. But we're fortunate now that we can bring our families on the road more often, but also just sort of maintaining good health. You know, we sing quite often, and we sing very difficult repertoire. So mm-hmm. we're always being very conscious on the road of getting good sleep and drinking lots of water and avoiding late nights and talking in loud crowds if possible, which... usually we can't avoid it, but we try. Yes. So yeah, staying healthy and making sure that we find time for family are two keys to success and happiness on the road.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask about that, because how do you keep your voices fit all the time when they are being used so extensively, right?
Yeah, no, it's like being an athlete. You really have to listen to your body. When it's tired, you try to get sleep. Although in the last couple months, it's been really tough because the schedule's been really crazy and the opportunities have been coming, which have, you know, it's a blessing. So you just kind of go with it. So the next thing after rest is just maintaining the voice with water and all the things. Like if you feel a little bit of a sore throat, you're going to get the oil of oregano and all these very good kind of healthy things that will help avoid sickness, you know. But even eating well is important, keeping the body fueled and yes. and all that. So it all those things are a combination, and we help each other psychologically too, go through moments, because there's always a moment where like there are two that are a little stronger and then one's maybe needing a little support. Mm-hmm. And so we're lucky in that sense because we have each other.
No fighting.
There's a little bit of that, but you know, we're all alpha males and we're all working hard together to try to create the best product that we can, you know, and you know, these albums are a labor of love. We always want to choose, you know, hills and valleys to keep the music interesting for our audience. Mm-hmm. And we're having so much fun already on tour around North America. You know, we started in Los Angeles and the last show is going to be here in New York City.
Yes, and we will talk about
December
it.
December 22nd.
Exactly, we will emphasize that. But let's talk about your new release, a new album that you holding in your hands, Christmas Together.
Yes, woo. Christmas Together. It's our second Christmas album. Mm-hmm. And our first one went triple platinum, which we're very proud of. And we released that a while back. So we thought it was time for a new album to share with the world. Our fans have been begging for more Christmas music over the years. And this one in particular, yes. It's really a combination of songs that we have loved over the years during Christmas time. And we want to treat this like a warm Christmas blanket, yeah. Something that is a little more playful than perhaps some albums in the past, but also full of nostalgia, full of songs that take you right back to those incredible memories as a child when you were with Christmas and discovering Santa for the first time. And a few songs from the 40s and 50s, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, I'll Be Home for Christmas, some songs from the spiritual repertoire. The album starts off, Oh Come All You Faithful, which is one of the largest, most rousing songs that we've created to date. And it features the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and it's full of harmony and big high notes. And we do a full a cappella song as well, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. And we have some pop songs on the album that we've written and co-written ourselves. One song went number one last year on Canadian radio called When We Are Together. This new song that we're debuting today, a music video for, it's called Santa's Wish. And it really tells the story of a young boy discovering a street performer who's actually Santa Claus coming to Earth, disguising himself to teach the world how to sing in perfect harmony, and that would be his message for the world. So we ask ourselves, what would Santa want for Christmas? And this is the song that tells that story. So really proud of it, something for everybody. You can buy it on Amazon. Mm-hmm. You can get it on iTunes, Target as well in the U.S., and Costco, and... oh my God, so many places. Wherever music is sold.
Website, tenorsmusic.com.
You are on top of it. You've done her homework. You can get it at tenorsmusic.com, and you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
You are on social media everywhere.
All the time, yes, all day long. All at Tenors Music to check us out and follow us, and you can join our Christmas journey.
And I have to say, having this music at home, it's going to make a beautiful Christmas. It's going to create this beautiful atmosphere, and it's going to make your Christmas special.
Thank you.
Music is powerful. It's definitely changing the whole atmosphere with your family. So I'm so happy we have this beautiful music of yours. Talking about Christmas, I want to ask you, because Christmas is kind of special and sometimes a little crazy with all of relatives together, right? Do you have any crazy memories, any situations from the past, like from your childhood when things went a little out of control, maybe?
You know, I remember having a challenging Christmas one year, and you know, I hate to say it, but I did punch a wall, and but it wasn't because you know, didn't get a gift that I wanted. But I think it was like 14. I was maybe going through a stage.
Mm-hmm. Voice changing.
Oh, that too.
Yes, you know. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what it was.
I'm to be a voice soprano forever.
That's right.
Yeah, that would make anyone mad.
That's right.
But, you know, I just think there was maybe a miscommunication in the family and things weren't going, you know, exactly perfect. And
was your brother, like, not being
you know,
nice?
My two older brothers might have been involved.
They picked on you a lot, didn't they?
Well, I think we all picked on each other, you know. But
we could have a moment here because Fraser might not know this. So you see that scar right there? Mm. So that was when my brother was picking on me. Mm-hmm. And instead of punching him, I punched a wall and I split my hand open.
Aye, aye, aye.
So we share that moment now.
We do. Wow. We can compare scars. It's awesome.
But it makes you, like, you know.
Hashtag scar tissue with the tenors.
That's the next album title right there. Scar tissue.
No, I remember one Christmas from my childhood, I was almost electrocuted by our Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh.
Something went wrong. That particular Christmas tree definitely didn't like me.
No.
Yes.
Wow, that's like
I was like 8 years old.
That's scary. Wow. Well, we're glad you're okay.
I'm okay.
Electric ever since.
A little shaky still.
Home Alone 3. Stay away from the outlets. Okay.
I'll try. I would love to also ask you guys, because I know one of you is Jesus.
One of me is Jesus.
Jesus? Tell us your story, Jesus.
Well, I have many words for you, my friend.
We ready.
You know, I did perform in Jesus Christ Superstar. I played the role of Jesus when I was 16 in a production in Australia, and it was a life-changing experience. I mean, it's the greatest story ever told, and there's so many layers to putting that show on the stage. And, you know, we were surrounded by so many incredible musicians, and at the age of 16, to have that type of learning experience, you know, that was sort of what I was talking about when I was on that stage and realizing the energy that exchange that happens with the audience. I was convinced that this is absolutely what I want to be doing the rest of my life, to be acting and singing. And, you know, we're here today living out our dreams. And so we're just extremely grateful.
And to all of our viewers and listeners, you're going to be so lucky on December 22nd. The tenors are performing at the Town Hall.
Yeah, we can't wait.
For the tickets, you can go to your website, Ticketmaster,
tenorsmusic.com,
and many other places.
Townhall.org,
absolutely. December 22nd. We can't wait to see you.
We can't wait to show our new show. It's been going so well. We just came from Seattle, and the energy right now is so remarkable. And, you know, just feeling the audience, you know, and getting into the Christmas spirit. You know, we're very excited to be back in New York.
And you know the rules here.
What's the rule?
The rule is the interview is not over until...
Until we dance.
Until we dance.
Okay. Dance. Sing four bars for me. Please. Maybe you can sing Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Conversations with some of the world's biggest stars, only on the Yola Nash Show on WABC Radio. Tune in every weekend.
Yes, absolutely. Every week I bring some of the greatest stars in the world for you. But I'm in trouble now. I'm just in love with the tenors. I can't focus. What a beautiful voices, what a charismatic personalities, fantastic superstars. And absolutely don't miss them on December 22nd, as we have mentioned just a few minutes ago. They're going to be performing in New York City at the Town Hall. I can't wait. But now let's dive into a totally different territory and let's welcome my second guest. I'm truly honored to have him on the show. Internationally award-winning documentary film director, producer, Eric Merola. We're going to discuss his fantastic documentary called Bujinski the Movie. Eric Morales' film became a massive success around the world and received numerous awards. And now you have a chance to hear from the director himself about his incredibly challenging and also hugely successful story. The story of a pioneering medical doctor and brilliant PhD biochemist, Dr. Bujinski, who discovered and invented a non-toxic cancer treatment. And for more exciting info about Eric Marola and his powerful productions, go to ericmarola.com. ericmarola.com. And don't forget to sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch his latest film, The God Cells, for free.
77 WABC, Yola Nash is New York.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
I would love to start our conversation with your previous job, if I may say that, before you became very recognizable and successful in the documentary productions. You were very successful and fantastic artist and designer here in New York. And then something happened, something really interesting that totally changed your direction.
Absolutely. Tell us about it. Yeah, I in college, I double majored in painting, which I was very passionate about, as well as graphic design, which I knew I could get a job doing. And incredibly, to my surprise, and I think to everyone's surprise, I started selling paintings right out of college, kind of my own style, big 6-foot oil paintings. And I made a living doing that for a couple of years. And I was in my 20s, moved to New York. I always liked reading books on the trains, right. Long train rides home, especially if you had to work a late night. And I picked up this book at the Strand bookstore here in Manhattan for like a dollar. And the title just jumped off at me, and it's called The Cancer Industry.
So it was like completely accidental choice.
Absolutely accidental. Okay. I'd always been interested in documentary films. I always enjoyed watching them. Mm-hmm. And I've always been interested in the world of science in general. But this book, not only did I have the story that ended up being my third film, but there's a little chapter in this book about a guy named Bujinski, which ended up being my first documentary.
I must emphasize that it became a massive success, and millions of people all over the world watched that movie, and it completely redirected your plans and probably dreams for your life, right?
It absolutely did. Yeah, it was translated into a bunch of languages. Mm-hmm. When the documentary channel was around, it was on television for about a year and a half, and it actually was voted the best documentary of the year that year, and I won a lot of other awards on different mm-hmm. festivals and events around the world as well.
Let's talk about Bujinski the movie. What is so fascinating about that particular movie?
Sure. This movie, as well as all my movies, I've always been interested in scientific innovation, regardless of what it is. But in the world of medicine, it's fascinating because it's a big profitable industry, basically. I mean, yes. Everybody needs healthcare. And I'm always interested in things that could change the paradigms in certain sects of medicine, for instance. So with Bujinski, it's fascinating. He discovered, like most scientific discoveries, by accident, a strain of peptides in human blood mm-hmm. and urine. It's the two big sources of our liquids in our body. That a strain of peptides that had never before been discovered. He didn't at the time know what it meant. So he was leaving Poland and coming to America around this time. So he started testing the peptide levels in different ages of people, different sexes, and different people with different diseases, and discovered that people that had cancer lacked these peptides, had a lower count of them, and in some cases lacked them altogether. So like any brilliant scientist, he figured, how can I extract this or synthesize this and give it to people? And what's fascinating about Bujinski is, as well, aside from the science, because this is a gentle, non-toxic treatment for cancer, mm-hmm. not a magic bullet, but certainly a great alternative to what is out there now. But he's the only guy that I'm aware of that is as an individual scientist with his own company that was entered Food and Drug Administration sanctioned clinical trials. So he's technically competing with these big billion-dollar companies. So that in and of itself is a fascinating scenario. So, and he's finished phase two studies. His therapy is one of the first in world history to cure certain types of pediatric brain tumors, mm-hmm. like these terrible tumors that go in the brainstem. In FDA sanctioned trials, he's the first person to cure these, and no one's ever cured these particular tumors before.
It was, I think, a fascinating situation because he's not only a medical doctor, he's also a scientist.
Yes.
So it worked perfectly together.
Yeah, because he's a brilliant PhD biochemist as well. So he was able to learn how to synthesize these.
Right.
Yeah, and he has a huge, like 50,000 square foot facility. So I've been to that facility as well.
Yes. It's remarkable. I know you have dedicated so much of your life, so much of your energy, your time, your intelligence, your resources to really put together this fantastic movie, Buczynski, the movie. And then you followed up, you created a sequel to it, right?
Yeah, it was amazing. So when the movie really exploded and it was being seen by millions, my email box was just filled with cancer patients. Immediately a light bulb went off and I said, I'm in a really perfect position to maybe do a sequel. What a great position to be in when you have someone or a bunch of people with terminal cancer, they're told by their oncologist that there is no hope for them.
Mm-hmm. That's the end, right?
Yeah, that's the end. And then they choose to go this route. So as a filmmaker, I just said, what a brilliant idea. I can find these people and then let my cameras roll and follow them. Most of the patients had brain cancer and all of them were supposed to die. So more than half of them lived. Not everyone made it, but it was quite an interesting story to be able to show that in basically in real time.
How did you feel following all these people, seeing their struggle and also on the other hand, their hope?
Yeah, it's interesting because that's hard. It's hard to let someone in your life like that. You know, that's a very personal experience when you're facing death like that. And to let someone like me intrude into your life and start interviewing all your friends and going
trust
to,
you
and
also.
And trust me, right.
I would love to now jump maybe to your other documentary.
My most recent one that called The God Cells.
I love the title, by the way.
I struggled with the title and I just felt that was the best title because it's in the world of stem cells. Mm-hmm. And this is biology and stem cells are just programmed to, you know, to have a certain job. It's just doing God's work per se.
So tell us a little bit about the newest production that you just mentioned.
Yeah, I've always been interested in the world of stem cells in general. Mm-hmm. But this is a very unique therapy that you can only really get in a few places in the world. The main focus was a clinic in the Ukraine and some scientists that have been doing it since the 90s. But it's great because it successfully treats a lot of different immunological issues and as well as a lot of neurological issues. There's great improvements that I've watched, like children with autism who only could say one word at a time or speaking complete sentences. Another guy I documented who had multiple sclerosis, still has it, but he no longer needs his canes. He's not going to be wheelchair bound. A lot of people get it for anti-aging, longevity. Like I actually documented myself getting it in the movie.
I know. I admire your courage.
And this is the first time I can put myself in the movie, getting the therapy that I'm documenting.
Mm-hmm. So. Did you feel comfortable?
Absolutely comfortable. Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I also found out, I mean, I can't mention names, but lots of big people go get this therapy. Lots of heads of state.
Yes, I've heard of it.
Lots of celebrities and politicians go. And I said, if it's good enough for them, it's certainly good enough for me. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And did you feel all the effects of that treatment right away? Or
no, it took some time. Hair, skin, and nails are the first things you notice improvement in. But no, it takes a couple of months for them to really kind of kick in. Little things like my blood. My cholesterol was a little high. And after 3 months, follow-up blood work, everything fell in normal range when I didn't change my lifestyle at all. So that's, you know, measurable difference, you know.
Wow, so it's like a tune-up or something.
It's basically like giving your body a tune-up, yeah. As I like to say, it's like cheating Mother Nature.
Where people can find out more about you, about your productions.
Yeah, because of The God Cells is my most recent one, if you go to stemcellsmovie.com, sign up to the mailing list and you will automatically get an email back so you can watch The God Cells for free. And in the email, we'll also give you all the information about all my other movies anyway. You're essentially subscribing to my mailing list. And of course, if Amazon Prime, if you're a subscriber, you can watch it for free. And it's if anyone listening outside of the U.S., it's in many other countries as well. And my website is Eric Merola, ericmerola.com as well.
Great. Eric, thank you so much for stepping by.
Thanks for having me on.
77 WABC. It's Yola Nash, New York. Internationally award-winning documentary and film director Eric Merola featured on The Yola Nash Show. Merola is the director of the groundbreaking documentary series Buczynski about a brilliant scientist who has discovered a non-toxic and gentle treatment for cancer.
1 year after starting Dr. Buczynski's treatment, UCLA pronounced me in remission. Dr. Brzezinski saved my life.
Perhaps Dr. Brzezinski has found the medical breakthrough of the century. Certainly a wealth of empirical data hints at that possibility.
Second Opinion is his third documentary, a whistleblower story about how one of America's largest research centers had to cover up years of their own positive data to protect the status quo.
I was really scared. Here, everything was going great for me. What do? You've got the best job you've ever had and or may ever have in your life, and your boss is telling you to lie. So it really was a classic case of where your conscience is strained. And my response was to leak the documents. I wanted my job, and I also wanted to have a clear conscience. So I guess this is why people leak documents all the time.
Don't miss Eric Marola's latest documentary, The God Cells, a story about a unique stem cell treatment that has the potential to change the face of medicine.
I have not had one pain episode since the end of December. First time in 18 years. I am totally pain-free and medication-free.
I'm so excited. I can't even, it's so exciting. For the first time, I see the light in the end of the tunnel.
I'm Eric Marola. I love telling stories about exciting scientific innovations that have the potential to change the course of history.
For more information, go to stemcellsmovie.com or thegodcells.com and sign up to Eric Marola's mailing list to get a coupon code to watch The God Cells for free. Marola's Brzezinski, Second Opinion, and The God Cells are also available on Amazon Prime Video. Don't miss Eric Marola on The Yola Nash Show. This is 77 WABC, The Yola Nash Show.
Oh yes, this is 77 WABC Radio, the number one talk radio station in the country. And you're listening to The Yola Nash Show. I'm your host, Yola Nash. And I think we can use a little bit of poetry now. So, here is my poetry corner with my absolutely favorite poet, Fela, aka Mano Dano. She's a multi-talented artist, writer, and poet who not only sets her poems to her own music, but also incorporates them together with her paintings into a series of videos which are very entertaining and beginning to gain a great recognition all over the world. And to experience more of her beautiful work, simply go to manodano.com. And that's M-A-H-N-O-D-A-H-N-O, manodano.com. And now I leave you with Fela and her beautiful poem. Listen.
Do you know what truth is? I don't. I thought I knew. And then it turned on its head. And I danced on my ear. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I was looking for it, and then it wandered away. It wandered into the distance, and I swung on my eye. Do you know what truth is? I don't. I recognize it, but I don't know what it is. I thought I did, but then it turned inside out, and I hopped on my hair. Have you ever danced on your ear when truth was there, and then it was not? Have you swung on your eye when you touched truth, and your hand reached through a cloud? Have you hopped on your hair when truth was black and then it was white? How is it that truth is nowhere to be found? I mean, nowhere to be found. But then it permeates all. Permeates your most desperate heart and your darkest night. How is it that truth is invisible when you crane your neck for a whiff of its fragrance? Just when you fade into its dream. Do you know what truth is?
As always, beautiful. So definitely next week, I will be happy to feature Fela again. Unfortunately, it's about time to wrap up the show, and please don't forget to tune in next week for more of The Yola Nash Show. You can listen live on Sunday 4 p.m. or Saturday 2 a.m. Also, we are streaming live all over the world. Don't forget that. And follow me on Facebook, Yola Nash. And if you would like to send me a message, don't hesitate. I always love it. Also, please visit my podcast site on wabcradio.com. You can find all the interviews, all the stars, all my fantastic guests. And please visit my website, yolanash.com. Thank you so much for being with me today. It's beautiful. Let's do it again. And until next time, stay well, be happy, love each other. I'm Yola Nash.
This is 77 WABC, the Yola Nash Show.